Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. On an all-new Nevada Newsmakers today, we'll be talking with Ferent Soni, the president of Truckee Gaming, talking about where is gaming going and how does it change during a pandemic. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers, and I'm very happy to have Ferent Soni, the CEO of Truckee Gaming. I've known you for decades.
For those been around for a while.
For those in Northern Nevada, I miss the photos of you dressed up as your mother promoting the Sands. That was always
you miss that era.
I miss
and
that era.
You know, that's really what most people in Northern Nevada that know me in the gaming industry is because of the Sands years that we did.
Yes.
But, you know, I was up here when we I first came to the north when Hilton started having more of an interest, and we had the little property downtown, and then of course we had the old MGM that we had turned into the Reno Hilton, had a lot of fun with that, with built the outdoor amphitheater and a lot of that. But
I miss that outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah,
great concerts out there.
I think
there.
Everybody does, and,
yeah.
And especially in these times where we miss all kind of concerts.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sands was where I kind of got known because of the TV commercials that we did and all that. But Truckee also has, we're more into smaller non-hotel properties now, and we've got them out in the rural areas of Northern Nevada and down in Henderson in greater Las Vegas. So, yeah.
And you're still at it, and you're still a delightful guy to have around in the business.
I
appreciate
it. I don't know about that, but, you know, I'm still around.
You're
still
around.
Only the good die young, so it's
So, obviously, and we ski every now and then together,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so talk to me about how the Gaming Control Board essentially put out some parameters of how to open up during COVID, but nobody's really following the same pattern here. But,
and I think you have to understand that one, gaming gave us a good list of recommendations. Each company and each property devised their own plan on what they were going to do.
Okay.
And then we try to get that across to our guests. And sometimes that's where the challenge ends up being, because you've got a situation where the guests had a lot of pent-up demand. They'd been locked up, as we all had, for quite some time. And when they had the opportunity to get out and have some fun, some of them probably took it a little, you know, overboard. And it's not just the gaming industry. It's almost any industry that when people start getting out, how forcefully can we, you know, kind of push on people mm-hmm. To get their spacing right and such? And unfortunately, some of them will push the limits and just to see how far are you going to go. And right. I think that you see that happening at a lot of the properties. And you kind of see it more naturally later in the evening after people have had a couple of cocktails and they're interacting, and before you know it, they're either squeezing into that middle slot or all of a sudden you became my long lost friend and now I'm going to scoot up and have the conversation with you. And if the bartender says, you know, excuse me, do you know each other? Well, yes, we've been, you know, lifelong friends for at least 20 minutes now, you know. And it has been a challenge, but I think if you look at it, everybody's trying really hard, because we do okay. know from the employee and the management standpoint, because we understand what goes on with this. If this goes too far, who's going to get fined? It's probably not going to be the patron. It's going to be us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's refreshing the training, keeping the thing going. But like a lot of people, and I'm as bad, probably worse, than most. I mean, it's kind of like, remember when, maybe you don't, but I remember when seatbelts, mm-hmm. you have to wear a seatbelt. It was like, well, okay, I kind of got it, but it took a little while to kind of get into it. And I'm the first that when I, you know, walk into to Raley's, in my car, I've got it, and I walk in with it, and it's like, oh, damn, I got to get it on.
You kind of leaving the shopping bags in the car all the time,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right. So it's taking, you know, a little bit of time to kind of get the thing going. I think what you saw and what gets publicized, and of course, like everything, you always publicize the extremes. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas on the Strip, when it first popped, there was a lot of people that came in and really were going to try to have a good time, particularly at the pool area. I think that's the one at a property not to be named, but it kind of went viral, mm-hmm. you know, like everything else. And everybody's partying and, you know, drinking away, and there's no social distancing at all. But you know, that hasn't been the norm, and it definitely hasn't been the norm on a lot of the locals' properties. That mm-hmm. you know, I think that's an easier going environment that seems to be working a little bit better. So
you've got then each casino's kind of doing its own thing.
Yes.
And now you've got lawsuits. Now you've got the culinary suing a couple of properties, specific things that saying you didn't practice. Like one was the Guy Fieri restaurant, which they closed because somebody tested positive. Yeah. So how do you stop that now?
Well, I mean, and that's something that I think the governor has to look at. How are we going to allow that side of it to go forward? And it mm-hmm. you know, if there's a legal right, they probably are going to go forward with it. We as a society and a community have to decide, is that something that we are going to hold the responsibility of the shopkeeper? Mm-hmm. You know, or the casino operator.
Do you think the gaming board should be stepping in on this?
I think that the gaming board has to come in to say, you have to follow the procedures that you said you did.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You have to be reasonable in how you get across to a patron that comes in, and you know, to a casino or any environment of, listen, for even if you don't want to conform, you got to have a respect for the people around you, right, and for my employees. And I got to ask you to either social distance, wear the mask, X, Y, and Z. And if you don't, maybe it's best that you head home for the evening and let's try it again tomorrow if you're in a good mood, you know, and kind of get it. But I got to ask you to do that. Yeah. And that's how we've coached our crews at our operations to approach it. And you know, we kind of like the three strikes and you're out, you know, and we have asked guests to go away, and you know, and every one of them says, I'm gonna call Fernick and I know him personally, and nobody calls.
I'm gonna let Fernick settle down now after that one. We'll do this conversation right after this.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we created. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're continuing our conversation with Ference Zoni, not Farnak, not other names that he's always being thrown around. It's funny, you're very well known in northern Nevada, and it's like, oh, I know Ferenc. Yeah, I know Ference, and it's a difficult name, but it's a fabulous
name. It's a little different.
For Absolutely. A fabulous guy. Okay, so the inconsistencies that the like the Wynn and the Las Vegas Encore and the Venetian, they're some are screening, some are doing the robot UV cleanser. What do you see what's a trend right now in casinos for protecting patrons?
Main thing is cleaning.
Okay.
And I think everybody, whether it's a small operation like ours, or the large ones that you just mentioned that deal in a tourist clientele down in Las Vegas. I think everybody's doing an unbelievable job of cleaning. From there, you've got different protocols that you've set up. Some have temp scanners as you enter the building, mm-hmm. that assure management and the property that you don't have it. Because again, it comes back to the personal responsibility of a lot of the guests. I think all of us know when we're not feeling well. Mm-hmm. And all of us know when we're running a 100-plus degree temperature. I don't know if I can say this on your show, but what the hell are you going out, not just to a casino? What are you doing going to any of those places if you're feeling ill? I mean, those are the kind of things we have to keep an eye on. Where I think the bigger challenge is those that have been exposed, have no symptoms, and are out interacting with people. But frankly, that's the same situation that I get in when I'm going to Raley's, or if I'm, on a patio somewhere dining, or if I'm out for a run. The interaction that you may have with people is going to cause it. So in Las Vegas and Reno and all across, each of us has our own listing of what we've been able to do and what we do. Some prefer face shields. I know that's something that a lot of our dealer personnel found that a shield was more comfortable for them to be able to do their thing and still was able to do it. Mm-hmm. Some like a mask. The plexi in between spots, we kind of like it between the patron and the dealer, mm-hmm. but the patrons don't like it between each other because it becomes kind of confining and that's become a challenge for that. So between them, and probably the likelihood of is more with the person to your left and right than necessarily, somebody that's spaced with you properly,
forward. You're at a table game, you want to interact with people.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're a social being.
That is probably the bigger area. And then again, as we said, that what everybody's comfortable at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is very different at 11 o'clock at night after you've had a couple of cocktails and you've made new friends, and you're in there kind of getting close. And, you know, the culinary, they've brought up the idea of, you know, they're just looking at the safety of the workers. Mm-hmm. And I know that one of the things we've done is any situation that our employees have said, listen, I'm not comfortable in this environment, especially in the very beginning, mm-hmm. When it was first coming out, we try to find accommodations to see how we can make it go. And that tends to be what's going on. Northern Nevada, we don't have as strong of a union side on it, but I can assure you and the reason why that is because there's a good interaction between our employees and the management and such. Most of the clubs up here are a little bit smaller. We don't have 5,000 employees, right. You know, but if you're managing 60, 70, 100 in the smaller clubs, there's good interaction. There's good way of kind of going back and forth. And you do kind of say, hey, listen, what do we need to do to make you feel more comfortable doing this job? And in most cases, they all wanted to get back to work.
Yeah.
You know, that's they're going nuts at home like everybody.
Do you see hiring more security to then monitor the people, or are your dealers having to kick people out if they're misbehaving?
I mean, you know,
where does that enforcement come from?
You know, you can do it with security, but that's always the last line that you want to do is have somebody in security do it. Usually it's a supervisor or a manager or just, you know, that is the one that kind of steps in and in a proper manner, you know, reminds the guests of what we're dealing with and that to make our staff feel good. And listen, we enjoy having you here. We want to be open. If you really screw it up for us, we're not going to be open and you're not. And then the next place you go, they're going to get shut down too. So cut it out.
Yeah.
You know, and it really does boil down to, you know, the enforcement of the rules is where I think we're seeing a challenge everywhere.
Okay.
Interesting. Las Vegas last week, Metro officers at the entrance of a grocery store being very polite, but in uniform, reminding patrons that walked in that, hey, don't forget to put your mask on.
Yep.
Very politely, but it was Metro doing it. Surprised
yeah.
me.
Which was good. We need that kind of a secondary help. All right, we're going to come back and talk about not only the future of gaming in COVID, but the changing of downtown Reno coming
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Ferent Soni, the CEO of Trekkie Gaming. So you and I have chatted a little bit about downtown Reno. We're definitely seeing a change in Reno. And unlike Vegas, Reno's really kind of diversified, much more of its economy. We're getting a little less gaming dependent up north. Where do you see downtown Reno going, and what should downtown Reno be looking like? And I mean, it's not much different, frankly, than what a downtown Las Vegas looks like, Fremont Street or whatever. I mean, there's definitely some changes in gaming that's coming.
And downtown Las Vegas is flourishing right now. Okay. It's having a wonderful revitalization and such. Derek, the guy that owns the D, he's got a brand new property about to open in downtown Las Vegas. Has invested heavily in it. The Golden Nugget is going strong. Downtown Las Vegas is doing great. You know, in the short term with the COVID situation going on, downtown Reno is driven very much by the tourist side of the business. Visitation coming in primarily from Northern California looking to get away. It has a locals component. I mean, that was one of the things we had at the Sands that really kind of turned that property around. But probably the bigger move there is not so much COVID as much as long term. It's the Caesars Eldo merger, which really now makes downtown Reno has one major company in play, which has the tri-property operation, and then you have Jeff Jacobs with the Sands. You know, we sold the Sands to him a couple of years back. He has a very grand plan, not just for the property, but for that whole kind of west downtown region. And that's kind of key, because Reno had, and I not only have worked downtown for the last 20 years, I've lived downtown. I live in the Palladio, been there the night the first people staying in there. I was one of them, and you know, it was a 4th of July weekend, as a matter of fact. And living downtown is very unique in the Reno lifestyle. This is much more of a sprawling, it's not an urban type
we
setting.
We like our suburbs,
yeah,
yes.
It's one giant suburb spread
true.
Out, and
it
everybody's
is.
Going to the mountains and doing their thing and mowing their lawn, and it's very different. And we kind of have these bouts where we kind of want a vibrant downtown, and then we kind of forget about it. And then we get enthused about it again, and somebody gets all into it, and they want to do it up. Downtown Reno, if you want a vibrant downtown, it isn't just for the tourists, and it isn't just based on the hotel casinos that are down there. It has to have something for everybody, and it has to be an area where locals do go and spend time and enjoy it. I think, unfortunately, we've kind of hit one of our negative troughs in the last year or two, with redevelopment not having the funds to reinvest into the area. And unfortunately, the homeless situation still has made a huge impact in everyone's comfort level in downtown. I haven't been able to figure out what's the right thing to do, but I know that the wrong thing is having the bulk of the concentration of homeless being set up so close to the core of downtown, because that's where they then wander and spend their time. They impact the tourists, they impact the locals.
Because Record Street, the homeless shelter, is literally, what, 3 blocks away,
yeah.
4 blocks away from downtown?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it's right
Would
there.
Would you move the homeless shelter?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I think the challenge is where, and everybody's going to say, well, not in my backyard.
Right.
But you have to figure out how does this thing work, and put some real time and effort into it. I don't know if you have to throw huge amounts of money at it, but I think you got to put smarts against it and have a group that's going to be around. And that's where we're again at one of those troughs, and I have friends that come down and visit, and will either eat in my neighborhood and such. We've got some really good restaurants, the ones that are there, as you know. But we've got to let that area get reinvested in. And I think that what happened with Midtown has the potential to happen in downtown. We just got to really push it and get it going.
Yeah, No, that is a challenge down there. And it's not really about, like you said, it's not about the gaming. We do have some special event centers. Too bad we don't have an outdoor event center. We've got a diversity of restaurants, but we need more adult entertainment that's not gaming oriented, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it tends to be that, you know, bars and restaurants, which again, short term, you can't do it, but I don't think that that's over with, you know? And if you look at, from a physical standpoint, if you look at some of the entertainment areas, Nashville, where they've kind of done it, Austin, Texas, you kind of walk around. We got everything physically, bricks and mortar, that they have.
Yeah. A river.
Yeah,
we got a
phenomenal river.
Yes.
But we have to really start getting involved in it and spending more time on it and program it so that people want to go down. I don't want to make people come downtown just because you've got to come downtown.
Right.
No, yeah, you've got to support downtown. Mm-hmm. You've got to have things down there that you want to do, mm-hmm. get that going. But then you also end up having a little bit more retail. You kind of get it a little, more bohemian feeling, and it can be fun. But I think we're in one of our lulls right now, and we need to flip that around. Hopefully, the group that purchased the Harris facility,
mm-hmm.
all of us that love our industry, have an affection for the history of that operation, but it's time for something to happen different, and it's got to grow into something new. And I if they don't do it, then somebody else has got to.
Yep.
It's the worst thing you can have in downtown is speculators that purchase to hold and think that they're going to flip it later.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but I want you to come back and we're going to spend a little more time talking about how to change downtown Reno.
You got it.
Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching and listening to Nevada Newsmakers. Check us out anytime at NevadaNewsmakers.com as well as on YouTube. Thanks for listening.